Good morning and welcome to Kettle Out Day. Chuck Meether here with you at the Kirkside Cafe, where the catechism and your favorite caffeinated breakfast beverage is served. Hence the name Kettle Out Day. And what we do around here is read the catechism, and this time around, we are reading the Heidelberg Catechism. We have been doing this for some time now, and we are now at Lord's Day 28, question and answer 75. How is it signified and sealed to you in the Holy Supper that you partake of the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross and all his benefits? Thus that Christ has commanded me and all believers to eat of this broken bread and to drink of this cup in remembrance of him, and has joined therewith these promises. First, that his body was offered and broken on the cross for me, and his blood shed for me, as certainly as I see with my eyes the bread of the Lord broken for me and the cup communicated to me. And further, that with his crucified body and shed blood, he himself feeds and nourishes my soul to everlasting life, as certainly as I receive from the hand of the minister and taste with my mouth the bread and cup of the Lord, which are given me as certain tokens of the body and blood of Christ. That is a wonderful formulation and so helpful to our faith, because when we are weak and uncertain, we need to be replenished. And we are replenished by being fed and nourished. That is, our souls are being treated to everlasting life, as certainly as we receive from the hand of the minister and taste that bread and that wine, and those things being tokens of the body and blood of Christ. Well, we have numerous scripture texts that support this formulation, one being Matthew 26, verses 26 through 28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Then from Mark 14, 22 through 24, another gospel account, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it and gave it to them and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, 'This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many.'" And then in Luke, yet another gospel account. And notice how I'm saying a gospel account, not another gospel. It's one gospel, but multiple accounts, multiple writings, if you will, of the same account. Luke 22, 19 through 20. "And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.'" And then from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 16 through 17, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The blood which we break, is it not communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we partake of that one bread." Also from 1 Corinthians, this time chapter 11, verses 23 through 25, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" And then one more passage from 1 Corinthians, this time chapter 12, verse 13. "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into the one Spirit." Did you pick up the theme of oneness here? Oneness. The one spirit. The one drink. The one body. The one bread. The singular cup. All of which shows us very visibly what the Lord has done for each one of us who confesses the Father and the Son. He has removed our sins. As we saw with baptism, our sins being washed away, here we see another sacrament telling us that our Lord Jesus Christ is not just the high priest, but also the one who gave up himself as the very sacrifice, his broken body, his shed blood, so that we today, brothers and sisters, can live in Christ as transformed beings. So as we begin the work week, walk with the King and be a blessing, for you have been made new in Christ.